We have some beautiful harbour here in Sydney. And, you know, I think one of the things about living here is that we don't often take the time to really just pause and appreciate it. It can be a hard thing to do to work out just how you do want to go about soaking it all in. And just never fear, though, there are some people working on it, I promise. For years, Paris and New York have had High Lines, railway lines converted into green scenic pedestrian corridors for the benefit of residents and tourists alike. The Sydney Harbour High Line Group wants something similar, perhaps even better. Let's one-up New York. Why not? Let's go it. And they are getting close to making it happen. We're joined this morning on the line now by Ian Mutton. He's the chairman of the Sydney Harbour High Line Group to give us some information on the project. Ian, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
I'm absolutely delighted to talk about this High Line and perhaps give you a little bit of history about how it came about. It was back in the 1890s, almost a century ago, that the government built a railway from St. Leonard's halfway up the North Shore to the Harbour Bridge to connect all the new suburbs. That railway became derelict, just wasn't used once the Harbour Bridge was opened. And for a number of reasons, the line remains almost largely unused but in place. And it presents a magic opportunity to create a walking way, a walking trail that connects some of Sydney's great harbourside parks. In fact, there are seven parks along the High Line. So people will be able to walk from Waverton on the middle part of the North Shore and walk right down to Luna Park, one of the other great icons of the harbour. So this is an opportunity that the government has, one of the rare opportunities to open up parklands in the very close middle of the city. And the government has indicated that it will go along with this proposal, that it's just a matter of money. So all that's needed is for the Premier, and she said the High Line can go ahead, and she said that she supports it. All she has to do is put her money where her mouth is, because it's a $10 million investment for a magic 3-kilometre walk along the harbour foreshore right down to the Harbour Bridge. So we're ready to go. The plans have been done. Everyone's given the tick off. We just need the New South Wales government to fund it. So I'm really excited about this.
And I did see some of the photos, the artist impressions of what the walk would look like. It does look absolutely gorgeous. So sounds like it'll be a pretty decent walk then, about 3 kilometres, and that will all be along the railway track?
It was originally a dual carriage railway track, so it's quite wide. It's just a little over 3 kilometres. It's got a 300-metre tunnel in the middle of it, which gives exciting opportunities for video presentations of the history of the area. And because it's a railway line, it's a low grade. It's an easy walk. We're living in a city where the government says the population's going to increase by 30 or 40% in the next 3 decades. That be as it may, it's incredibly important for our communities and for the governments to step in and start to provide additional recreation areas, places for people to get out of these high-rise apartments that they're all going to be living in, to get out and enjoy Sydney for what it is. So, the government just can't sit back and say, oh, the population's increasing and we're going to have more high-rise. They owe it to the community to help bring more recreational land, more recreational facilities on board. And this is a magic opportunity because, as I said at the beginning, you've got these parks that are along the foreshore, Ball's Head, Saw Millers, a whole lot of parks, all of them presently a little bit isolated. And this walkway connects them all and it provides a mosaic of that parklands along the lower North Shore. So it's an incredible opportunity for the government to grasp. And as I said, the Premier has said that she supports it. She's prepared to fund stadiums, prepared to fund all sorts of things. All we want her to do is to now step in and commit to funding this, what will become one of the magic icons of Sydney.
And it wouldn't just be the views, I imagine, and you mentioned a couple of the parks that the track would go through. What are some of the notable locations that the track would take you through?
Well, Ball's Head Reserve, which has got the coal loader, it's a magic peninsula that just juts out into Sydney Harbour opposite Balmain. You've got Waverton Park, which is a rarely used oval. You've got Sawmillers Reserve, where it's beautiful harbourside park, just along from Milsons Point. You've got the Lavender Bay Parklands, and then you've got the park that Penny Seidler donated to New South Wales in the Harry's Memorial Park. So these parks are all isolated, largely unheard of, and not readily accessible. So it's about making parklands accessible, bringing them to life. And a walkway does that because it gets people ambulating along the foreshore. It gets people connecting to these parks. And as I said a while ago, it's critical in managing a city that you give the community a chance to get out of its apartments and you give the community a chance to do things, start physical exercise and talking to each other. So we see it as bringing to life all of these parks and really making them so freely available to the community. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And when you think about it, this was first proposed back in 1891. So they actually proposed our High Line before New York got its High Line and before Paris got the High Line. So our politicians have been talking about the possibility of this for nearly 20 years, and it's only recently that it's got onto the community agenda because we see the possibility of it happening. So it's not about Sydney following New York or Sydney following Paris. It's about Sydney and the government delivering on a promise it made 20 years ago, and a promise that sort of saw the future for what it was going to be. And I guess, in a way, when the government in the 1990s started talking about it, it was the one thing that prevented this land being sold off to the developers and turned into sort of a Barangaroo 2. And we're talking about a 3-kilometre walkway ending in a 2-hectare park, slap bang on the edge of the harbour overlooking Circular Quay and the Opera House and the bridge. What a wonderful backdrop for those great icons.
It does sound like something I would definitely like to spend a weekend doing. You mentioned that there is just a couple of hurdles left to get over before it gets officially started, but how can people who really do want to see this happen help you make it happen?
Well, to make anything happen, I guess, in any state, but particularly in New South Wales, you've got to let the politicians know that they need to take action. So it's about telling the politicians, telling our representatives that we want more parklands, not in this case another Barangaroo 2. It's for the politicians to step in. And look, when you look at the things they spend money on, the amounts they spend money, the amounts of money they spend, this is $10 million to deliver 3 hectares or 2 hectares of parklands that will be lost forever if the government doesn't move now. Now, look, we're in that run-up to an election. If there was ever an opportunity for the government to really listen to what the community wants, it's now. So it's really up to us, the people that live in Sydney, for all of us, to actually tell the politicians, this is something we want, and this is just not something they can again put on that back burner where it's been for 20 years. It's time for it to come forward. It's time for some action. So what we desperately want is for the Sydney community to just get in touch with their representatives and start talking about the time is now, not in 3 years or 10 years or sometime in the future. It's ready to go. The designs are there. The current owner of the land, which is really the railways, have said that it can go ahead. North Sydney Council have said they will support it. The Minister for Transport has given it a big tick and said it's a great idea. Premier said it's fabulous. You know, we've got a bizarre situation. Everybody who has power in this has said yes and then taken up their position on the sidelines. So it's really now, the time's come for our leaders to get off the sidelines and be proactive and make this happen.
Well, Ian,
that's what's needed.
Yeah, hopefully we see some movement sooner rather than later. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Delighted. Thank you for hearing my story.
That was Ian Mutton. He's the chairman of the Sydney Harbour High Line Group. Fingers crossed, with any luck, the aim is to make a New York City-style High Line happen in Sydney. I have seen the artist impression photos. It does look like a gorgeous walk. And with any luck, we'll see that happen, because it would definitely be a nice way to spend a day.